You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, our guest looks at Foxconn plans in the United States and beyond and says Foxconn isn't likely to deliver on its promises.
First, the Department of Education plans to change its approach to campus sexual misconduct, and it's starting an effort to overturn Obama-era policies. Here's Education Secretary Betsy DeVos speaking last week at George Mason University in Virginia.
One rape is one too many. One assault is one too many. One aggressive act of harassment is one too many. One person denied due process is one too many.
But DeVos said the Obama administration had put bad policies into place.
The truth is that the system established by the prior administration has failed too many students. Survivors, victims of a lack of due process, and campus administrators have all told me that the current approach does a disservice to everyone involved. That's why we must do better, because the current approach isn't working.
Vanessa Gregoriadis is a contributing editor at New York Times Magazine and Vanity Fair. She's the author of the book Blurred Lines, Rethinking Sex, Power, and Consent on Campus. She joins us to look at this change. Vanessa, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
Well, on a practical level, from what we've heard from the Trump administration, what would change when it comes to federal involvement in campus sexual assault issues?
They want to change the campus courts. So they essentially want to cut those courts off at their knees. They want to change the standard of proof right now in order to be found responsible, which is the word that courts on campus like to use instead of guilty to make it sound more like a school thing. You must be 51% likely to have committed the assault. They would like to raise that standard of proof to something like 75%. They'd also like to move the cases entirely out of the schools. They may be interested in bringing in former criminal prosecutors to look at these cases.
And what do you make of those changes? What, based on the research you've done for this book, what do you think the impact of those changes could be?
Well, I do not support these changes because I believe that sexual assault is so hard to prove because of the consent defense. She wanted it. She consented to it. That's what almost every guy who is accused of sexual assault will say. So 51% is not a crazy standard of proof to have in a case like that. Let's remember, there's not a lot of physical evidence in these cases. What really concerns me, though, is the notion that former criminal prosecutors who are only interested in evidence will be brought to the fore here. We could really change by doing that what sexual assault means on campus. Right now, we are at a moment in our country where we are redefining sexual assault. We are saying Donald Trump is guilty not of groping, if he's indeed guilty of what some women accused him of after the Access Hollywood tape, he might be a sexual assaulter. Taylor Swift, who got her butt grabbed by a disc jockey, she might have been sexual assaulted. That wasn't just fair play. So what I really want to know is this new structure that Betsy DeVos is setting up, in those cases where there is no evidence, where it is only groping, yet where it is violating for a woman and not what a young woman who is in college to become a leader should have to suffer, what is she going to do about those cases? I don't think we've heard an answer about that.
Vanessa Gregoriadis is with us, author of the book Blurred Lines, Rethinking Sex, Power, and Consent on Campus, looking at sexual assault issues on American campuses. And Vanessa, you talked to a lot of women and men on college campuses around the country. What did you learn, big picture, about what students were thinking about when it came to consent, sex, and sexual assault?
Students are really concerned about this issue, and they are just in line with the new thinking of a lot of liberals, to be honest. But they think that there should be new rules around sex on campus, that groping is sexual assault, that notions about ethical sex need to come in. Sex needs to be thoughtful. It needs to be compassionate. It needs to leave the other partner feeling more self-esteem instead of less. These are undergraduates. They think a lot about morality, you know. That age of post-adolescence is a time of really black and white moral thinking. And as universities have encouraged students to think about what sexual assault really is and the way it really can encompass a lot of offensive acts that women have for too long accepted as just boys will be boys and something that happens in the course of a night, they're there with those universities, and they are taking this incredibly seriously.
And you make the case for really embracing the idea of consent, moving to more of a yes means yes standard than a no means no standard alone.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's worth it to be frank about the cases that we're finding on campus. A lot of adults think that there are violent cases, violent penetration, gang rape, scary predators stalking our campuses. That, in my research, is just not the case. What we have are a lot of boys who need to learn what consent really means. And they need to understand in 2017, picking up a girl at a frat party who's wearing beer goggles because she's so drunk she's barely speaking English and taking that girl home, that's not cool. You know? That is not cool. You don't get a high five for that from your frat brothers the next morning. People on campus, students, now look at those guys and say, that guy's creepy. They may even say, that guy's a sexual assaulter. And you know what? No college guy wants to be that guy. So a lot of college guys are changing their behavior because they want to be seen as cool and upstanding in the realm of sex.
We've got a lot of campuses here in Wisconsin. What would be your advice to campus administrators, people who are setting policy on these issues?
I think the campus administrators need to take a really hard look at the way they're dealing with alcohol on their campuses. Alcohol is connected to sexual assault. They need to start saying to themselves, we have pushed alcohol off our campuses. You can't bring a keg in a dorm. My God, you'd be, you know, swiftly suspended for having a big party like that if you were a student. The schools don't want that liability. So where do they push alcohol? Into unsupervised fraternity basements. And I'm not saying that all frats are bad. Some frats are great, but there's always the bad frat. There's always a couple, maybe, of bad frats. And you've got young girls going into situations that are really dangerous. And the university itself is contributing to that.
And finally, can you give advice first for, you know, there are a lot of college freshmen out there and men and women, advice for the men on campus and then the women on campus?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I would say, you know, the first thing for parents to know, and I really did write this book for parents to learn how to protect their daughters from being assaulted and their sons from being accused. The first thing to know is, you know, this isn't necessarily going to happen. You don't need to be afraid, but what you need to tell your kids is that, say, alcohol is drunk in moderation. That actually joining clubs is a good thing if you're a woman. Being part of a sports team is a good thing. joining a sorority may even be a good thing, because the more social capital you have, the more you're connected to important events on campus, the less vulnerable you are to men picking on you.
We'll leave it there, Vanessa. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Vanessa Gregoriadis is the author of the book Blurred Lines, Rethinking Sex, Power, and Consent on Campus.